Jesus. Let's just put our hands together as we welcome our brother and Pastor Francis this morning, who's going to give us the word. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Just see the angels all over. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember it was the time of Elisha. And they were surrounded by the enemies. And his servant told Elisha, "Hey, Elisha, you know what? We are dying. Why? We are surrounded." But Elisha said, told God, "Okay, God, can you open eyes for this servant of mine?" And the time he opened God opened the eyes of this servant, he saw around him the angels surrounding them. Amen. Praise the Lord. What am I trying to say? Behind you, there is an angel. Amen. I said, behind you, there is an angel taking care of you. I remember reading these books. He prepared for war, something like that, with Rebecca Brown. I don't know whether you have read those books. Prepare for war. He came to set the captives free and those kind of stuff. This lady or the other was talking about the angels. My brother, my sister, you are surrounded. If only you'd open your eyes and see in the spiritual realm the activities going on, you just sit down there and smile and say, there is one who is taking care of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord is with us. Tell your neighbor, the Lord is with us. There is not a single day that he'll ever leave us. Whether one person or whether you are in the waters. In fact, it's Psalm 43. Whether you are in those deep waters, whether you are in the fire, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't despise yourself. You are with him that liveth forever. Hallelujah. Yes, I know, I can see, but God is good. Hallelujah, God is good. And all the time. Today, we want to talk a bit about in the fulfillment of time. Hallelujah. In the fulfillment of time. If you can give me your ears and let the Holy Spirit of God talk to you, you get it. Amen. Because it is good. To me, the Lord was ministering to me, and I know he'll minister to you using this cray here. I am just but a mouthpiece of the Most High God. There is totally nothing that I own. In fact, I see that I'm not worthy even to be before you. Why? I'm not perfect. Tell your neighbor, you are not perfect. You are not even near to be perfect. Because if you are perfect, you go and live with Jesus Christ in heaven. No wonder Jesus said of one thing, I'm not praying that you take them from this world, but sustain them. What? Your neighbor can be a thief, can be anything. You are there, you are crushing shoulders with all kind of people. We are not perfect. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I need your response. Whether you are two or three, I need your response. Amen. Because it's good. Hallelujah. Are we not brothers and sisters keepers? Are you not my keeper? Hallelujah. I need you. My sister, I need you. My pastor, I need you. I need you. If you are to preach the gospel, we need one another. Hallelujah. Am I right by so saying? Amen. This is not one man show. This is God's show. This is why I left my bed. My sister, I know you have a good bed down there, but you saw, let me go and see the oracles of God and hear what God wants me to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the fulfillment of time. Tell your brother, tell your sister, in the fulfillment of time. Let's go straight to Acts of Apostles. Maybe we can start there and we may done beat and then we'll close down. Amen. After all is said and done, we'll close down and you go and enjoy yourself outside there. Do you have the Bible? You have your Bible with you? Acts of Apostles. Let's start from Acts of Apostles 2:1 there. In the fulfillment of time. Acts of Apostles 2. When the day of Pentecost, or the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise the Lord. If you can read down there, you can see what happened. It was during the Pentecostal, and this was a feast of the Jews. And they used to come and gather from all corners of the world. And I'm wondering why this particular time. God's ways are not our ways, neither his thoughts our thoughts. Maybe I'll continue quoting that scripture in Isaiah 55, around 7 and 8 there. God gathered all these people at this material time. It was not 1 minute earlier, it was not 1 minute later, but exact time. And they were all gathered in upper room, 120. And they were praying. The Bible says they were in one accord. They had an agreement. They were just there praying. They were doing, other than praying and worshiping God, they were doing nothing else. And here the Holy Spirit of God came in the right time. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus had told the disciples, go and wait. Go and relax. The Holy Spirit of God will come, because I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll never leave you alone. I have to give you a helper. For you to continue, you need a helper. Tell your neighbor, for you to continue, you need a helper. So here comes the Holy Spirit of God and the minister. The Bible says Peter, coward. Peter, a liar. Peter, call him all the names. Here he is a changed person. When? In the fulfillment of time. In the exact time. Call it the ordained time of God. The timing of God. The timing God, the timing time of God. Peter standing up before the others, because the accusation came. They were speaking different tongues. Now people started accusing them. Remember, all the Jews from all the corners are here. From all the corners of the world. They are here because of this feast. Some are accusing them. Hey, they are drunk. This is the way they behave when they take it. Peter stood and said, hey guys, you are not aware. You are not aware of anything. This is the prophecy coming to pass. It's just but 9 o'clock. How can you take beer that early? No. This is the prophecy. Hallelujah. In the fulfillment of time, 3,000 came to the Lord. After Peter's preaching, 3,000 came to the Lord in the fulfillment of time. Hallelujah. In the fulfillment of time. We can rush and see fulfillment of time. We are going to Abraham now. Abraham, remember, he was ordained of the Lord. Abraham left his country, Ur of Chaldeans, and he was promised that he will be the father of nations. Abraham went on waiting, waited. Ishmael came in between. In waiting, Ishmael came in. Still, Abraham is waiting for the fulfillment of time. We see him 25 years later. Read your scriptures. Read your Bible and see. Isaac came after 25 years of waiting. And now, what is happening here? Isaac's here and joy came in. Praise the Lord. Though, later on, there was something that was happening. You remember the time that Abraham was told to give out, to give the sacrifice to this son? And he did it. And here came a problem. Because he had not told even Sarah. He didn't tell even the others. He didn't tell even his servant what was happening. They are going to the Mount Moriah. And here they are. He is going to sacrifice. Have you ever thought of it? Let's think about this. We are talking of the fulfillment of time. They are there. Abraham is there. Isaac is there. They are up there. How old is Abraham? He was promised 25 years ago to be the father of multitude and multitude. 25 years, he has got nothing. Now he has Isaac. Isaac, according to the theologians, he was like 17 years. They are going up to sacrifice. Would you imagine this guy? How old would be the guy now? How old would be this man? Over 100 something, isn't it? Am I speaking to some people? Are we get together? Abraham is old enough. He is over 100 something. Would you imagine him tying this son, putting him on the altar? Don't you think that was God? A young guy, 17 years. The guy is over 117 now. But I thank God that in the fulfillment of time, things worked well. Amen? Because you can see at the end of the day, the time that God saw that Abraham could have done it, or he's ready to do it, then the ram on the bush came. And he got it, the sacrifice. Praise the Lord. In the fulfillment of time. We are going somewhere. Don't worry. We are going somewhere. We are still coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the fulfillment of time, we see Rebecca, wife of Isaac, bore Esau and Jacob. In the fulfillment of time. It was not time earlier, time late. The right time. Rebecca, though she was barren. I really wonder when I was trying to study about these issues. Remember, Sarah was barren for years. Here is Rebecca, wife of her son, Isaac, barren again. We continued going down. Oh, that is Esau was born and Jacob was born. Look at Jacob now. Jacob had Leah and who? And Rachel. Am I talking to some people? Jacob still has a problem with Rachel. I mean, Rachel has a problem. She's also barren. But I thank God in the fulfillment of time, we see Rachel bore Joseph and Benjamin. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the fulfillment of time. Where am I going? You get it. In the fulfillment of time, Joseph went from pit to prison and finally to Paris. In the fulfillment of time. In the ordained time of God. In the right time of God. Brethren, in the right time of God. I can repeat myself again and again that God's ways are not our ways, neither his thoughts our thoughts. His timing is the best. Hallelujah. In the timing of God, the timing of God, the timing of God, the fulfillment of time of God is the best. Praise the Lord. Many things can come in between, but I'm telling you, things work well if they happen in the fulfillment of time. We go down there. We get David. And here is the problem now. In the fulfillment of time, David at Bathsheba, Who was Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah? Who was Uriah, the Hittite, the soldier who was killed because of his wife? But in the fulfillment of time, well, we can see this thing and wonder, why this? What is happening here? God's ways are not our ways, neither his thought, our thought. Because if it were you and me, being asked about David, surely David was supposed to be stoned. Is that not the Mosaic law? After getting in touch with someone's wife, he was supposed to be stoned and die together with Bathsheba. They were supposed to die by stone. But you see what? In the fulfillment of time, you see, they are like being rewarded. We got in King Solomon. Hallelujah. We got in King Solomon here. King Solomon came, and for your information, he was not supposed to be the third king of Israel. No. There were others who were ahead of him. There were other sons who are all older than King Solomon. We had Adonijah, we had others. And if you can read the Bible well, you can see even he was ordained. There is this prophet, I can't remember him, but he went and ordained Adonijah to sit on the throne of David. But that was not so. King David said, no, I promised one, and that is Solomon, to sit on my throne. Would you imagine? Such a kid coming from, if you can reason from your own reasoning, is that the reward you can give? From that area coming this way, this is bad. You know, it's not the best lineage of God. But in the fulfillment of time, God did it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We came down to, okay, can we read 2 Kings 2:11 if you are there? 2 Kings. Hey, I think we are together here. Amen? And I want to read it now. I want you to participate in this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Who want to read for me? Uh-huh. I want you to participate in this. Praise the Lord. In the fulfillment of time. We are going somewhere. We are going somewhere. We are yet. My sister, would you read for me there? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm reading from 2 Kings 2:11. 2 Kings. Remember, in the fulfillment of time, in the ordained time of God. Okay. Can you read? This is Elijah. You can read there, can you? And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and a house of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a hold into heaven. Praise the Lord. Who is this man are they talking about? Who is this the other is talking about? Elijah. Who is Elijah? Remember, Elijah killed the 450 prophets of Baal. Remember that? Can you remember? And now, this guy, God had ordained that he will never suffer death. Are we together? We are together. Are we together? Praise the Lord. Wave me in the air. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going somewhere. This man, with his thought, he thought he was dying. Remember, 450 after killing the 400, after all, just see this episode. Killing 450 prophets of Baal alone. Let's see it now. Let's see it. This single man killing 450. Were they waiting for them to? Were they just waiting, standing there to wait to be killed, or how was it? Have you ever reasoned it? Have you ever argued? Have you ever seen the argument here? What's happening here? 450. One person. This is the very guy who was running away from Jezebel. Jezebel was ready. Who was Jezebel? The queen. Wife of Ahab.
had vowed and said, I want to kill you. The way you killed my prophet, 450, I want to kill you. And Elijah was running away for his life. And he went somewhere and prayed, God, kill me now.
Hallelujah.
Kill me now, he's telling God. Kill me now. I'm the only one left. The others are all dead. All your prophets are dead. Kill me now.
God's ways are not our ways, neither is not our thoughts. In the fulfillment of time, see now.
This guy didn't die. He became the second one from, who was the first one?
Enoch. They call him Enoch. They call, name him any, call him anything. But he was Enoch or Enoch. He was the first one.
This one was ready to die. The way at times you are ready now, saying, I'm done. You, God, come and kill me. Let me go home. But wait for the fulfillment of time.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. If this guy knew that he was not to die, he could have ran away from Jezebel. He could have told Jezebel, for your information, I'll never suffer death. But I thank God that some of these things we cannot be shown. Because if you are going to be shown by God of how tomorrow wanna be, my brother, you will sleep. You'll be like dead sleep. You just sleep there and forget about it. But I thank God because we are dwelling every single day. We are melting every single day. Trying to do this, trying to do the other. Why? Because we never know about tomorrow. But in the fulfillment of time, in the fulfillment of time, things wanna change. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That was Elijah. And he had the 450 prophets of Baal. In the fulfillment of time, we come now to our Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the fulfillment of time, Jesus was born not 1 minute earlier, not 1 minute later, but the exact time. We had prophets. Major prophets, Ezekiel, Daniel, name them. Minor prophets, yeah? Job, name them. They were all prophesying about Jesus. Messiah, 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 Messiah. Messiah didn't come during the Ezekiel's time. Messiah didn't come during Daniel's time. But look, it's like if you can study the Bible well, you can see when he came. Who was the last prophet? Theologians. Who was the last prophet? Okay, no problem. But we are seeing it's like the dark time, the dark age, whereby no one knows what is happening. No one can tell here. No one can lead here. No one. Where? What do we do now? Jesus came in the right time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus came in the right time. When nothing was expected. We are under Roman Empire. We are going to die now. What do we do? Thank God he didn't come the way the prophet thought. Thank God he didn't come the way other people thought. That he will come and rescue us from the empire, from these guys, from the Romans. But he came in the right time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the right time, Jesus came. Praise the Lord. We see this King Solomon. King Solomon, okay, can you read 1 Kings 3, 7 and 15, please? 1 Kings. Hallelujah. This was King Solomon. And now he has built the temple. And everything is in order. He was asleep and he was like meditating. And he said, God, if only you give me wisdom to rule your people. Yeah?
Now, O Lord, my God, You have made your servant king in place of my father David. And I'm only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties.
Yes, continue.
Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong.
Amen. By the, he means, thank you, God bless you. He means give me wisdom. Give me wisdom to rule your people. And God, in the fulfillment of time, gave him wisdom. This guy could have understood even the language of the birds. This guy, in fact, if you can read the whole of it, God gave him even something that he didn't pray for. Great things in the fulfillment of time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We serve a mighty God and we continue serving him. But in the fulfillment of time, my brother, my sister, you are there. And things have gone astray. Things are not working well. You are there wondering now, what is this? What's the next move? But I tell you and I promise you, in the fulfillment of time, in the ordained time of God, things will never be the same. That dream that you have been having, continue dreaming. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. Tell your neighbor, it will come to pass. In the fulfillment of time. I don't care. Because tomorrow will be better than today. That dream of mine will come to true. Do you know what happened during Jesus' time? After crucifixion. Do you know what happened? The very guys that crucified him, they are the very guys that first testified that this is Son of God. This is Son of God. Surely this was Son of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The very people that are mocking you right now. The very people that are seeing that you can't make end meet. The very people that are seeing you like you are destitute. The very people that are saying that nothing that comes from you. Nothing good, nothing, zero, nada. They are the very people that will stand and say, surely, that is a man of God. Praise the Lord. Wait for the fulfillment of time. Wait for the ordained time of God. Because things will work well. Tell your neighbor, things want to work well. Amen. Don't let no one bring you down. Don't let no one try to talk ill about you. Don't worry. Don't worry. Things are coming. Things want to be okay. Things want to be okay, brethren. Things want to be okay. Things want to be okay. Why God do all this stuff? Why God bring everything in his fulfillment, in his right time? Why? Why? Our God, brethren, is a jealous God. He doesn't want to share glory with anybody. It's like this. People in somewhere I happen to be from, they say, mutoto akililia wembe mpe. That if a child cries for a razor blade, give it to her or to him. Brethren, can you do that? As a grown up, as a mature person, can you do that? You cannot give a razor blade to a kid because the kid will hurt herself or himself. Praise the Lord. This is why God waits up to the right time. Praise the Lord. That dream of yours will never come till is the time of God. Till it's the timing of God. Till it's the ordained time of God. Till in the
fulfillment of time. Are you getting it? Praise the Lord. And you like it. You'll enjoy it. And you start saying, thank God it didn't happen 10 years ago. Are you getting it? I'm praying here and I'm serious. I want this issue. I want this issue to go. But still, it's like during Paul's time. And the thorn in his flesh. Remember? He said, God, take it out. But God said, my grace is sufficient. Amen? His grace is sufficient and it will continue sufficient until the fulfillment of time. Amen? And things want to be good. You'll be saying, thank God I suffered this. Thank God it happened this way. Thank God it is here now. Amen? Thank God. Thank God it didn't come yesterday. I have seen many, many, many people ruining even the ministers of God. God, for information, is not mocked. God wants to share his glory with nobody. And here you see we, people around here, messing up. You see someone has come from somewhere, and I don't like that. Get it or leave it. Take it or leave it. Someone just stands, and you are here. Here is a minister of the gospel. Oh, hallelujah, the great man of God. He has preached the gospel in Canada, in the U.S., in everywhere. Oh, hallelujah, the brides are opening their eyes. They're crippled, they walk. Oh, hallelujah, this is a man of God. Eventually, do you know what you are doing? You are exhorting this man, not him that has rewarded him with this. You are exhorting this man. God doesn't share glory with anybody. Hallelujah. You better stop it, because if you continue that way, you ruin this man. Are we together? Thank God that God created this man. Thank God because of the ministry, but not because of this guy. Many have lost their ministries. Why? Because of pride. You just come after exhorting. I remember there was this case. A certain guy was giving. After exhorting the man, after saying what he has done in the whole world, you know, it's like the way Pastor was saying about Pastor Francis coming to preach. And now, because of exhorting, you know what happened? The pride came in. And now this guy, he wanted to show, this is the guy that the preacher is talking about. He came walking in a different style, you know, because of those airs. This is the guy that he is talking about. This is the guy he's talking about. You know, this is the guy who has preached the gospel in the whole world. This is the guy now. He came with that academic angle, if you can remember, during our time. Yeah? Shoulder going down. Yeah? And here, this is the man. God is not another of confusion, but the devil can be. Tell your neighbor, the devil is another of confusion. Tell your neighbor that way. Tell your neighbor, the devil is another of confusion. So this guy took something from the devil. What is the devil? What are the gifts of the devil? We know the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We know the fruits of the Holy Spirit. How about the gifts of the devil? He has gifts. He is a liar and a father of. Praise the Lord. So this man of God took something, took a gift from down there. And here he came with academic angle. Remember where he is now? He's in that kingdom. The kingdom of devil. Yet he's here to minister, but he's here, he's standing now. The devil stole all the information that he had. And he started saying, let's read from the book of Matthew. That's not my sermon today. Let's read from the book of Genesis. Let's read from the book of Paul. Let's read from the book of Peter. Let's read. The guy was like confused. And now he saw, there must be something here now. Here there is something. He was sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God and he went to sit down. He sat down. He didn't preach. The Holy Spirit of God brought prophecy. And he said, if only you came to the pulpit the way you went to sit down, you could have gone to sit down the way you came to the pulpit. Are you getting it? Are you getting the picture? If only he was humble, if only he did according to the will of God, things could have happened the other way around. Praise the Lord. Pride made the devil come from heaven with a third of the angels. Hallelujah. We better be careful what we are doing. Anyway, back to our text. In the fulfillment of time. Praise the Lord. Don't worry. Things will happen good. Things are ready to happen because we are here to glorify God. 1 Corinthians 10, that one. We are almost there. 1 Corinthians 10, 30, 31. Are you there? Whatever therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Hallelujah. God, why he gives this stuff in the fulfillment of time? Why he gives it in the ordination of time? Why he do it in his timing is for his own glorification. Period. Hallelujah. God wants to be glorified every single minute. The Bible says even if it's eating, for you are eating, you are feeding that body. Who's that body? Does it not belong to God? Is this not the temple of the Holy Ghost? Are we not supposed to nourish it? Are we not supposed to do it good because it's the temple of the Holy Ghost? So the Bible here is saying, even if it is eating, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Everything that we do, it should be for glorification of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not anything of our own. It's to glorify God. He brings whatever he brings for him to be glorified. He gives you that house, not just yours, but for his own glory. He gives you those clothes, not for you just to fit in, but for his own glory. You drive that van, you drive that vehicle, not because of nothing else, but to glorify the Lord. Amen? If it is to glorify you, I'm telling you, soon, you'll be somewhere that you like. But if every single day you stand and glorify God, if every single day, if the gift that you get, if that job you got, if that promotion, it's not yours, but to glorify God. Amen? He'll give you in the fulfillment of time because he's trying. Hey, imagine the promotion, God-given promotion. You just enjoy it. Hallelujah. Not promotion, you know, I did. But if you can get it from God in his timing, you like it. Amen? And be careful with the prayers you pray because God doesn't forget. Get it right. Since you are born, how many prayers have you prayed? Some even you can't remember. I remember I was just a small boy. I'm going to school. You know those schools down there. No shoes. And who knows, to pray is not a must. I kneel down. I'm talking to the saints. Who knows, it's, Sister Anne, you know what? Praying is not a must, you kneel down. No. God has got ears. Psalms 34. He has got eyes. He even understand you before you open your mouth. He understands what you are asking for. He do. But because of faith, you have to utter those words to him. Not that he doesn't know. He knows. He knows it because he's all knowing. This time I'm going to school, no shoes. And I told God, if God, you can give me a pair of shoes. He had it. And in the fulfillment of time, I became like crazy. I'm telling you, be careful with the prayers you pray, because they'll come to pass. They'll come to pass. I became like crazy. Wherever I go, I see a pair of shoe. Here I am, a shoe. It's like the whole store. Here a shoe. You know, you prayed, and in the fulfillment of time, things will happen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I became like crazy of, like Pastor Julius the other day, he was talking of shoes or whatever. Pastor, you are quoting me now. This is my weakness. Wherever I go, the prayer answered. And in the fulfillment of time, now I can afford a pair of shoes. You know the problem? Wherever I go, at times I say, Francis, do you have ears? What's wrong with you? You go with a pair of shoes. Hey, it looks good. At times I want to go to that store. Let me not go to that store. Because if I go, I'll get out with something. And I don't want to. Francis, if only your wife was around, you could have gotten it. What's happening with you? Be careful with the prayers you pray. Be careful, because it will come to pass. It will come to pass. And you'll be like crazy. Amen. But anyway, whatever we are doing, it's unto the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It will come in packages. That dream of yours, when time comes, when that time comes, my sister, my brother, you'll also be amazed. Even yourself, you'll be amazed. How easy is this? I remember, it's good to remember, I went to embassy for the first time, zero. Second time, zero. That time, zero. Hey, this guy is determined to do stuff. He's going to embassy every now and then. And now, we reached a place. And now we are praying. Remember, my wife's family on the other side, we are holding hands together. And one shot and say, Babakaro, they call me Babakaro. Babakaro. Hey, Babakaro. There, if you call me Francis, they can take you to the chief. I'm Baba Caro. Even some don't know whether if you are pastor, Pastor Baba Kemani. But I like it. It's respect. At times they don't know who is who now, because it's Baba Caro. Which Baba Caro? Like our church, we had like two Baba Caros. Which Baba Caro? The light-skinned one, or the short or the tall, or the older Babakaro. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. God is good. Amen. Let's wait upon the Lord. Let's leave everything. Don't even go there. Don't even think about it. But exhort God. Let it just be. Let it just be because of him. Not of Baba Caro. Not because of one. Forget about everything. But him that liveth forever. So, God is there and ready to be glorified. Let's glorify God. Because in the fulfillment of time, in the ordained time of God, in the timing, in the best timing of God, things will work well. You never ever be the same. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You never ever, 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 ever be the same. Don't despise yourself. Just wait upon the Lord. Because good and wonderful things are on their way coming. Praise the Lord. Don't brag. Be humble. Wait upon the Lord. Let them talk. Let them say anything. After all, what can man do? What can man give you? Zero. He's also a beggar. Tell your neighbor, a man is also a beggar. He can do nothing. Praise the Lord. Can you add even a piece of hair in your... Hey, ladies, yes. But for men... Can you do it? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sisters, do you love me? Amen. Wave me in the air, sisters, with your added hairs. Amen. It's good. Anyway, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Yes, you are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sisters, you are beautiful and you remain beautiful. Problem is, we want now miracle. I'm closing down. We want now miracle. Just tell God, let it come in your right time. Because there is joy. When that miracle comes in the right time of God, I'm telling you, there is joy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But not untimed one. It's like this. Also, sisters, now, I come to you guys because I love you. I love you, sisters. Yeah, here comes a man who loves you. And you are beautiful. Allow me to tell your wife, she's beautiful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here comes a lady. She's expectant. 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. I know, I'm a father. The first ones, I have problems. I want you to eliminate it. If it happened to be eliminated at the age of 5 months, well, he or she has some organs, according to the nursing, whatever. But is it fully grown? Is it mature, ready to get out of the world? I'm not clear. Am I getting it? Are you getting something? Here, okay, my sister of late, you heard that. Suppose at the age of when you are expecting, and it was not easy, I have never been, but my wife has. At the age of 5, at the age of 4, at the age of 6, there. Suppose you said, I don't want this pregnancy anymore. Could you have gotten Mushiri? Some of the, no. They call it stillborn. Is that the way they call it? Stillborn. Meta was stillborn. A stillbirth. Stillbirth. That one you are saying. If it happened to be stillbirth, is it, will it survive? Chances are very slim. Yeah? Chances are very slim for it to survive. You know, I'm trying to say the dream. That dream of yours, it can abort. If you rush, but let's wait the timing of God. Praise the Lord. Let's not abort it. Let's not miscarry it. At the right time, I'm telling you, people, these people outside there that will start talking. Brother Tony is blessed of the Lord. So and so is blessed of the Lord. Even the enemies. Hallelujah. And things want to be good. Things, tell your neighbor, things want to be good. The Bible says, though a vision will tarry, it will come. Where is that? In Habakkuk 2. I like it. Because that vision I have, in the fulfillment of time, in the ordained time of God, oh, it will come to pass. Praise the Lord. Are you agreeing with me? Are you agreeing with me? That dream of yours, it will come in the right time if you wait upon the Lord. And I'm telling you, everybody will be, this is surely man of God. And glory will be unto him that liveth forever. We will never share. Never try it. Never, never, never. Never cross swords with God. Because you'll be the loser. You'll be the loser. You'll be the loser. Save your energy. Save your energy, my brother. Save your energy. Give glory to God in all corners. Well, the world at times just overtakes us. You see, they know what they are doing outside there. They praise their king. I remember during Kenyatta's time, I was a small boy. And we used to see these old people. Maybe you didn't meet them. They were mamas, wandumo. Huh? And they were dancing and praising the president. Do you know what? They were not leaving that place empty-handed. Aye, aye. I'm trying to tell you something here. In the fulfillment of time of Kenyatta, he went on giving them big farms and whatever they wanted. Why? Praising the Lord. I mean, praising Kenyatta and glorifying Kenyatta. Yeah, they didn't see the secret, because with us, we have seen the secret, don't we? We know the secret. Where the secret? Where is the secret? Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, give him thanks. And in the fulfillment of time, things will never be the same. Amen? So if I see Pastor Steve driving that heavy one, I want to start by saying, I wish he dies. I wish he doesn't drive that again. But glorify God and exalt him because of my brother Steve. Hallelujah. Problem is, instead, we should know how to go about it. We thank God for that guy there. Because ours is coming. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If my sister you are given before me, mine is still coming. It might take 2 years. It might take 3 years. But mine might be better than yours. Who knows? Hallelujah. The vehicles are still coming. New ones. Different models. Isn't it? You prayed for that Mercedes of yours, Pastor Angel. You never know. Hey, you never know how mine wanna be, Pastor Julius. Hey, I'm driving this one. Fine, it's okay. You don't know the one is coming, mine. Mine is coming, they will call it Tundra or whatever with the different names. And maybe I've seen different here. Before that, they were, key. Today, there are some vehicles you just touch, and it goes. Are you getting it? Just this, and it goes. You are like, hey, my vehicle, you wait for mine. Mine maybe will be, and it goes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait upon the Lord. In the fulfillment of time, that dream of yours will come crowned. Are you getting it? It will be the best. Ah, this one, since the time he started driving this vehicle, he cannot sit it down. He's like God. Don't be jealous. Watch out now. Don't. Wait for yours. You wait. And the people will come saying, hey, surely this is a man of God. This is our sister. Yeah, this is our sister. Don't take it as yours, like because you have got that big house. Take off your shoes there and your clothes there. This house coming in, you should go and shower first before you get into this house. Uh-huh. That house of yours, I get to shower before I get it. And you have got doom. Do you remember doom? Doom. Kenya doom, eh? Shh. Because this guy don't get his spray in nowhere. Shh. Now you can get in. God forbid, because that one you got, you are the first. I'm coming. Hallelujah. I'm on my way coming. And if I want to get a shower before I got into your house, mind you, get twice. If that is the way we are going. I get a shower before I get into your house. Where, after all, where is the shower now? Outside the house? Or where? Before you get into the house, hey, you have to get the shower. If that is there, then get it twice before you get to mine, because mine will be better than yours. Are you getting it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't never, ever despise yourself. After all, glorify God and adore him all the days of your life, because you never know what's ahead of you. Amen? Can we stand on our feet now? In the fulfillment, if you go outside there, tell them it was in the fulfillment of time. Things wanna be beautiful. That child is beautiful. That child is beautiful. Oh, this mine. You know how to bring up the children. You know how to go about it, you know. You are despising others just because you have that bright child. You wait for a child, for our child. He'll be the brightest. Hallelujah. The Bible says very clearly that King Solomon, there, read well. Before him, there was no other person who was as wise as he was. Even after that, is my Bible saying that. But we had King David, we had others, but they were not as wise as King Solomon. In the fulfillment of time, you bear a child who be the brightest. Say amen. Amen. Them that are in that age of getting children. Amen. That child you are almost giving forth won't be the same. Won't be like any other child. But a child that will glorify God. Hallelujah. Praise team. Let's come and have one number and then we close it down. In the fulfillment of time, in the ordained time of God, I'm telling you, I'm there, and whatever I have dreaming, whatever my dream is, it will come to pass. And things will never be the same. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Julius.
Pastor Julius, you see now the problem?
Amen. No.